This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب يسر ولا تؤسر وتمم بالخير. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar International, and Sirius FM to another edition of the Q&A on this day, the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, corresponding with the 5th of October 2025, kindly and generously brought to you by the Capital Group, with our esteemed Amir and resident Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafizahullah, whom we have on the line at the moment. If you have a question, please address it to the WhatsApp number for our local listeners. It is 084-786-3132 and our international listeners +27 84 786 3132. Before we proceed, the current Islamic economic indicators are as follows. The zakah is 16,000. Rands, South African rands. The Mahar Fatimi is 40,000 rands. The minimum Hanafi madhab, minimum Mahar for the Hanafi madhab is 900. And the minimum Mahar for the Maliki madhab is 300. And there is no minimum in the Hanbali and the Shafi'i madhab. Those who wish to listen to the talks of Mufti Saab at any time may visit his website at Mufti A.K. Hussain, that is HOOSEN.net. Those who wish to communicate with Mufti Saab may do so through the email akhussain, again, @gmail.com. And the X account is @akhussain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Mawana Khalid Yaqub. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians. There in Durban we have our brother Dawood Monley. And for Sirius FM we have our brother Yusuf Asmar. And here with me is our brother Lucky. So for Lucky we say thank you. And for the others we say Jazakumullahu khairan ji.
Mufti Saab, before we start with our first question, could you inform us about the latest developments in Palestine?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Very important announcements today. Today is the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir in South Africa and few other countries, 1447. And in 90-95% of the countries of the world, today Sunday is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. We start on a very, very sad note. Hazrat Mohana Bashir Ahmad Saab, 94-95 years old in New Zealand, Auckland, passed away this morning. New Zealand time around 3:30. I spoke to the ulama there, mashallah. And before Zohar, they had Hazrat Janaza. I've been to New Zealand thrice with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah and always made sure I would go sit there by Hazrat for about 1 hour and we would discuss very important matters and so forth. Inshallah, tonight or so, I will send out his biography. Just one point I want to tell you. He was the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Nawwarallahu Barqadahu, Sheikh Islam, who passed away in 1957. People always used to tell me that Hazrat Mohana Bashir Saab is the murid of Hazrat Madani. So one day when I was alone, I don't know, but in my heart it came. I asked him, but Hazrat, mere khayal se aap sirf murid nahi, aap to khalifa bhi honge. Then he smiled and he said, yes, but he said, logo ko pata nahi, like, you know, everybody doesn't know. So that caliber of person, 30 years he made khidmat after he qualified there in India, in Fiji. And then when the military took over there, then he came there to New Zealand, and this morning, Sunday, he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What a waliullah. Allah grant the family, children, grandchildren, all the students of Sabri Jabil. We also his students. And then another sad, tragic incident. You know Mufti Fayyaz al-Rahim, he used to teach with us there in Newcastle. He passed away a few years ago. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Say, his son-in-law, his son's name also is Hamad, and his son-in-law's name also is Hamad. Both are Maulanas. So we're speaking about the son-in-law, Maulana Hamad, the son-in-law. So Thursday he was, this Thursday that passed, he was abducted, kidnapped, what have you. And then Friday evening they found his body tied up and he was martyred and murdered and so forth. And then they found even the people responsible, one white guy and two Indian guys, with the credit cards and all that of Maulana Hamad. Yesterday, last night in Masjid-e-Hilal, the Janaza Salat was read. Very tragic circumstances. We don't know all the details, but Allah Jalla Wala grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus and Khatima bil-Iman, that we pass away with Iman and Islam, and we pass away a respectful death also. So we don't know everything, but this is what we know. And I contacted some reliable people, and that is the story that we have. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's come to the Haaretz newspaper to give you the latest news, views, interviews. Israel at war, day 730 days, so 2 years almost have passed, and still Israel, America, India, Europe, NATO cannot defeat Hamas. Imagine what a shame and disgrace and indictment upon them. No deal or regional peace, but Trump has decided who will shape the Middle East. You see that? Gaza Health Ministry, 63 killed, 153 wounded over the past day. Southern England police investigate possible hate crime after mosque set on fire. That's in Sussex, you see that? So you must remember that, that is, they want to attack the mosque now and so forth. Report 7 Palestinians wounded in the West Bank. They in the West Bank, the settlers are there. There's no Hamas there. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Every person in Israel, Jutla, Zionist, is a legal, legitimate target if they are supporting the Zionist apartheid Nazi regime. We should be very clear on that issue as well. And thereafter, the Red Cross says that, says Gaza ceasefire urgently needed. So that is, you must remember, the Red Cross saying that they need a ceasefire urgently there in Palestine, obviously. So we should know all these things. Hamas officials target in Doha strike to lead negotiating team in Cairo. So that is, you know, the people, the Israelis wanted to kill and so forth and so on. So they will be the ones leading the team there. And remember, from the other side, who will be there? Woodcock will be there, the Harami, and Kushner will be there, and so much and so forth. You see, they're meeting in Arish, there in Egypt, and so forth. Despite the ridicule, Macron's two-state initiative influenced Trump's Gaza plan. British Jews denounce Israel's invitation to far-right agitator Tommy Robinson. So among themselves, they have so many problems, you must remember, and so forth and so on. How Trump humiliated Netanyahu, rewarded Qatar, and squashed the messianic right fantasies. So now Trump also is fed up with them, with Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all these haramis and Netanyahu. Netanyahu's deceitful UN speech, you see. Their own papers are writing all these things there. Let us come now to, you must remember, the Haaretz newspaper's editorial and see what they wrote there. It's a left-wing newspaper, so they write against the government many a time. Smotrich and Ben-Gvir signaled they won't accept Netanyahu's government over emerging Gaza deal because the perks are too much. You see that? All haramis, these guys. So we must name them, shame them, and nail them. Haaretz editorial of today. Trump's proposal is a light at the end of the tunnel. Can he force Netanyahu's hand? Question mark. Trump wants a Nobel for his Gaza deal, and the world is willing to let him have it. Now you need to understand the story here, that the Nobel Peace Prize is given from Oslo, Norway, and on October the 10th, they will announce the winner this Friday coming. So he wants to make some deal and say, see, I, Donald J. Trump, Donald Duck Trump, I brought about peace and that. Because he's a harami, if you know anything of Trump. He's an egoist, he's a narcissist, he's a war criminal, he's a pedophile, and he's a rapist as well. So that is all the titles that you can give him. And a corrupted person to the core. But you must just praise him, flatter him, and so forth. And now they're minting the $1 coin. On both sides will be written Trump, 250 years for America. And on the other side, Trump, fight, fight, fight. You see that? So that is how he wants peace prize, but he put fight, fight, fight. Gideon Levy says, to cry over spilled blood. So cry, do cry over spilled blood. Generations will go by before Gaza forgets the genocide. Nay, Gideon Levy, we will never forgive and we will never forget. How we can't forget? We are the victims of apartheid in South Africa. Do you think we can forget it? No. Our children, grandchildren will also know what the Burkis and Bura and Whites and the Nationalist Party did. So therefore, we must know these type of things here. Inside the minds of young Israelis mocking Gaza suffering on TikTok. Now they're mocking them, but very soon they'll be begging the Palestinians for mercy and clemency and so forth and so on. So that is what you should know. Come to the Saudis, you see. So the Saudi regime in Riyadh has allowed professional comedians from the West to come there and to mock Islam and so forth. They make a mockery. Just go to any newspaper and it's giving you the correct news of Saudi, the Kafir regime. So remember that, and they will tell you what the mockery they made of the women and in niqab and hijab and all this. And who allows all these things here? MBS. So sure, you Salafi scholars, now you must answer that. If a person makes a mockery of the Islamic laws, hijab, niqab, anything, and so forth. Is such a person a Muslim? Let us see what is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's verdict in the Noble Quran. Wala in sa'altahum, and if you ask them, the munafiqeen, the kuffar, the murtaddeen, layakulunna, they will surely say, innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab. Now this is just amusement and we are playing and joking. Cool. Ask them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abillahi wa ayatihi wa rasulihi kuntum tastahzi'un. What? You mock and you play with Allah and His Quran Sharif, wa ayatihi and His verses, wa rasulihi and wa Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching and preaching. You continue mocking it, kuntum tastahzi'un. Allah's fatwa, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65, 66. This is verse 66 I'm reading now of chapter 9. La ta'tadhiru. Don't cite excuses, you Salafi scholars, you mufatiyas, you scholars for dollars. La ta'tadhiru. Qad kafartum ba'da imanikum. Yes, once upon a time you had iman, but now you pakka kafir. Any Salafi scholar, I'm prepared to take him on live on radio. I'll give you prime time. Answer these three questions. Is MBS a Muslim or a Murtad? We say 100% Murtad out of the fold of Islam. This is another way why he's Murtad, allowing these comedians. Nobody can have shows like this without his permission and so forth and so on. He and his Minister of Entertainment, Turkey, and whole happy lot Murtad haramis. Second question, ask the Salafis, why did he, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, who will always praise be the exclusive Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, remember that is Surah Anbiya, the Prophets and Messengers, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Why did he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not make dua for the Najdis? And where is Najd? Najd is there in Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, Ha'il, Qasim. We've been to all these places. We know what it is. And no Salafi can get away from this, that Najd is somewhere else. Because he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, when speaking about the miqat and mawaqit and boundaries of Umrah and Hajj, وَلِأَهْلِ نَجْدٍ قَرْنُ الْمَنَازِلِ. قَرْنُ الْمَنَازِلِ, Najd is all Saudi Arabia. The hadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Answer. I'm challenging you, Salafis. In any language you can answer. Arabic, English, Afrikaans, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, what Afrikaans also is fine. So you answer all that. And third question for you, Salafis. When the Sahaba have reached ijma and consensus, who gives you the right to go against them? There are three talaqs, are three from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Taraweeh is 20 rakats. So, but you want to change everything. Therefore, we say you today, Salafis, bunch of mufatiyas and jahils you are. Ignorant people. You know, I'm live on air. Thousands of people are listening, alhamdulillah. Therefore, I'm challenging you. Majority of you, idiots and fools, you must remember that. So, you can't even answer these three questions academically. I challenge you to answer it, you must remember. Therefore, we will say today, Salafis, majority of them, that they are they're Muslim, but they dhal and mudil, and they are astray themselves, and they will lead other people astray. So today we have, mashallah, Allah reward our team. You see that between 4 and 5, after the Q&A, we have a wonderful lecture in Urdu by Qari Hanif Multani, Rahmatullah Alayh, and that will be from about 4:15 or so. So Sheikh Hanif will be speaking about Qari Hanif Multani of Hazrat Piran Pir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And then 8 o'clock tonight, we will be having a very good discussion, and you must listen to it. I sent it out already to thousands of people, the defenders of the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, how we must defend the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah against the Shias, against the Qadianis, against the Salafis and so forth, who want to corrupt our belief system and so forth. So tonight, between 8 and 9. And last one, Helen Zeller of the DA. Genocide is a big word, but we sent it out, and the Cape Town Times have mentioned it, you see. Helen Zeller, corruption is a big word. How much corruption is going on under your watch, under the DA's watch there in Cape Town and Cape Western Cape and so forth and so on? Is it going into millions or is it going into billions or what? I don't know. You all know better. You're not welcome to become the mayor in Johannesburg. We are going to galvanize and organize our people to vote against you. A vote for the DA is haram. I told you this 20 years now and more. So we must be clear how Allah disgraces. They can't even speak one word against the genocide and ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity going on in occupied Palestine. So therefore, we must know who our friends are and who our foes and enemy are. Jee, Maulana Khalid, fire up now with the question.
Mufti Saab, there is an article in the Times of India. The UAE has officially confirmed that Ramadan 2026 will begin on Thursday, February 9th, 2026, following the successful sighting of the new crescent moon. Can Mufti Saab just comment on this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My stance is very clear. The Saudi government, Najdi government, Wahhabi government, the Pakka, Kafir, Murtad, and whoever agrees with them. So remember, because they take money from the Saudi regime and Saudi embassy. Similarly, the same law applies to the UAE, United Arab Emirates, the MBZ, the Murtad bin Zindiq. So you must remember that. They pakka Murtad Haramis, you must remember that. So the moon is sighted already for Ramadan 2026. Your grandfather's moon is already sighted. So they just play with AI, artificial intelligence. They got their scholars for dollars and they will announce all these things. The Saudis also are guilty of this. These Emiratis also are guilty of this. This Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 9, verse 101, innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. To play with the Islamic calendar is ziyadatun fil kufri, is another addition in your blasphemy and kufr. Quran is saying that. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101. Go and see. You must be a moron if you don't understand these things there. Go and see the Saudi Wahhabi regime in 1984. I'll give you two dates. In 1984. So you must remember they had 28 fasts in Ramadan. Can you believe that Haramain Sharifain is the Merkaz, the headquarters? They can't even get the moon story right. 1984, in Saudi Arabia, the Imams announced that one day after Eid, you must keep Qadha. Because of their foolishness, these Najdis Wahhabis, you see that? So therefore, we have no confidence in them. 2004, I was there. They announced the date correctly for Hajj. And that time, Bush and all of them were elections and all these things. Then they changed the date to please the Americans, Israelis and that. You call them Muslims. You're a moron if you call them Muslims. You must remember that. So they play with the moon the whole time, you see that. And I asked the Grand Mufti myself, who passed away now, how does your reciting work? You don't allow to ask questions, or, you know, verbally, you must write it down. He admitted in front of us, there were so many ulama there, and he said that we don't have sighting in Saudi Arabia except for 4 months. There are still witnesses there, I know. Some ulama of South Africa are still alive when I posed this question. He said, we have sighting for Shaaban, we have for Ramadan, for Shawwal and Zulhijjah. Now Rabiul Akhir, then Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, and thereafter Rajab. All that, no sighting, nothing. They just work with Taqweem of Umm al-Qura. So pakka, if you agree with this system and make a mockery of Islam and all that, so what is that? It's kufr that. So remember, we reject them and we reject all their fatwas and so forth. It is not worth the paper on which it is written. Iqbal said very well, of, you understand, Allama Iqbal as he's called, marhum, he said, Pelle te mufti masail ke batane wale, abbi hai mufti mufke khane wale. They are mufatiyas, you see that. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, regarding Ramadan, regarding Eid al-Fitr, first of Shawwal, sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi. You must start fasting after the sighting of the moon. Oh, you know sighting, then 30 days, and then it will be, you must remember, Ramadan. Similarly, Eid al-Fitr, so there must be sighting, and then you celebrate Eid al-Fitr, no sighting, then you go to 30 days, and then first Shawwal. Clear-cut hadith, but they reject it. But you want to tell me they're Muslim and so forth. The money talks all languages. Every program of mine, we send out the podcast. We got nothing to hide. You don't have to record it. We don't edit anything. As it is clear-cut, we will tell you and we're challenging you. Shias, you want to speak to me? I'm prepared to take you on. First question, Khomeini, Muslim or Kafir, non-Muslim? We say, Pakka Kafir, dispatch to hell, la'natul alayh. And you Salafis, again, I'm telling you, answer the three questions. MBS, Pakka Murtad, yes. Second one, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuse to make dua for the Najdis? Because Hunaka al-Fitan was the lazil. The fitnas will come from there. See all these fitnas now? And all that, they will take people away from Islam and let them allow to become murtad and so forth. And third one, how can you break the ijma and consensus of Sahaba when Mustafa Rasulullah, when Quran says first, chapter 9, verse 100, you must follow the Sahaba, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, غيره. لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة. This Ummah will never agree and have consensus on something that is astray. Every one of my argument you have to break, otherwise just shut your mouth.
If a lady passes away, she has no husband, no kids. She only has one surviving brother and the brother's kids. How must her estate be distributed?
MashaAllah, Islam has devised a way from time, from Quran, from Sunnah, from time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's not a problem when a person passes away and how to work out the shares of the heirs. First, you have burial, funeral expenses. Second, you have the debts of the deceased, personal debts, business corporate debts, all must be paid to the creditors immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one will be the person who passed away during his or her lifetime. If they made, you must remember, a wasiya for non-heirs, whether it's a person, whether it's a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, or remember an organization that, you know, is doing good work, Muslim organization. Not people are pocketing the money like nowadays. And you must remember up to one third, so you give them also. And then last, the shares of the heirs. So this person passed away, and remember, no father, no mother, no husband, the lady, no children, but she got one surviving brother. So everything goes to the brother, his asaba, agnate heirs. So everything will go to him, and the nephews and all of them, nobody will get the share. If she made wasiyat for them, so then they will get from the wasiyah, from what she bequeathed, but not from inheritance, the miras. There's a dichotomy, distinction between wasiyah, what you bequeath, and your inheritance. So we must understand it.
Would it be permissible for me to travel for Umrah with my sister, her husband, and her baligh 17-year-old son as my mahram?
100% remember, for you to travel with your sister and her husband, that is haram, is not permissible. But because your sister has a son, so now you become the khala, you become the masi, you become the maternal auntie. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and so forth. Al khala to be manzilatil The khala, the masi, takes the place of the mother. So you must not have any contact. You must remember what your brother-in-law, your sister's husband. You all are both ajnabi, strangers to one another. So your sister and her husband can have one room. And you and your nephew, so you all have a separate room, obviously. So then all that would be permissible and acceptable.
Please advise on the correct way to convert a non-Muslim to Islam. Besides reading the Shahada, must the adhan be given in the right ear and the iqama in the left ear of the person accepting Islam?
MashaAllah, the person who sent in that question, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward you. First, you must tell that person who embraces Islam the virtues. Anything we want to know, our first point of reference must be Quran Sharif and then Sunnah Mubarakah. Chapter 8, Surah Anfal, and the booty, spoils of war, and verse 38. So tell them, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce to the non-Muslims that if and when they embrace Islam, they refuse and reject all their kufr and blasphemy and shirk and so forth, and they embrace it sincerely, and they remain with Iman and Islam, and they pass away with Iman and Islam, then their sins of the past are forgiven, meaning the crimes they committed against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Obviously, if they owe you money, owe me money, all that, they have to pay. It don't mean that is forgiven. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Khalid bin Walid and them embraced Islam in the month of Safar, in the 8th of the Hijrah, he, that you call Sababul Wurud. Why did he, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, utter these Mubarak blessed words? He said, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Verily, Islam expunges and erases the sins of the past. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Mustad Al-Hakim, various compilations, you will find it, inshallah. So that is what you should give. Now you must see the background of that person. If the Christian, you should tell him or her what is the status of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's name, nami, isme grami is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, 98 verses. You see that? Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. She is the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. And Nabi Isa, Isa means to be fair in complexion. And speaking about the women, the Muslim Woman magazine is out. I really advise and appeal and request all of you to buy a copy, 25 rands. You bust up money on one balloon and one chocolate. Buy extra copies and give your friends, the male to the male, female to the female. So many interesting articles there. Allah Jalla Wala reward all our mothers, sisters and people helping us in this as well. And very good it is. Allah reward them. And so that person must know Jesus was the last prophet of the Israelites. And Jesus, peace be upon him, is alive. But when he comes down and he will sort out Dajjal and all these Christians and Jews and all that, and that is why the second coming will take place, he will then kill Dajjal between the Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, a place called Lud. We went all these places with Allah's help. Lambda Lot, L-O-D, you see that? So you must explain to them. But he won't be a prophet in this sense, there to come. He will follow the Sharia of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is how you must explain to them. If that person is a Hindu or a Buddhist and so forth, you must explain to them in Islam, there is nothing like idol worship or venerating anybody and bowing down to them and making sajda and prostrating. So that is how you explain to them all these things. Then you must explain to them the articles of faith. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. All these articles of faith must be explained to them. When that person is 100%, now he's got firm conviction, then you tell him or her to read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasuluh and see the name and all that. If the person has a good name, for example, maybe you got David, so it's fine. Or Noah, it's fine. We don't have to change it to Dawood and Nuh and that. It's better you change it, but not compulsory. If the lady's name is Maria, so that's also fine. Maria Qibtiya. So the mother of Ibrahim, the son of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who passed away when he was 18 months old. So we should know these things. Innakum tud'una yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif. Tomorrow on the day of justice, you will be called by your name and your biological father's name. Now, once he becomes a Muslim, must we give adhan once he or she becomes Muslim? Must we give adhan in the ear, iqama in the left ear? No. That is only for maulud, the newborn baby. That now the baby is born today, masha'Allah, adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, and tahniq, you take the date, you chew it, and insert it in the baby's mouth. So that is part of our Islamic belief, and so forth, and so on. So remember that not for people who embrace Islam. Yes, this question you can ask me. In fact, past 2-3 days, somebody asked me this. He said that, let's say a person embraces Islam. Tom, Dick and Harry embrace Islam. So now they're 30, 40, 50, 55 years old. What about circumcision? We will say, yes, they must do it and they should do it. Why? It is considered as one of the sha'air and one of the nishani and symbols and landmarks of Islam. So therefore that they should do. And that is what we will encourage them to do. And then Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen and then not to make them Muslim and leave them. We must get some ulama or some appas, muallimas to teach them all the basics of Islam as well.
Inshallah, we will now take a break and after the break continue with the second segment.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar International and Sirius FM, to this edition of the Q&A on this day, the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, corresponding with the 5th of October, 2025, with our esteemed Amir and resident Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, whom we have on the line. For our local listeners, if you have a question, the number is 084-786-3132. And for our international listeners, the number is +27 84 786 3132. Mufti Saab, our next question is, we are going for Umrah and wanted to ask if we could go to the Matawf without intention of Umrah, but with Ihram, so we can get a chance to make the most of the area at Matawf and the Kaaba.
Rahim, before we answer that, I'm reading to you, and all this news is 100% truth, inshallah. You know the flotilla went, right? There were hundreds of people, Muslim, non-Muslim, and so forth, just for the love of Palestine and truth and justice. So you know Israel, Haramis, the war criminals, guilty of genocide, what they did in international waters, they abducted them, kidnapped them, arrested them. So this is just what they did with Greta Thunberg. She's the lady who reached fame because of her stance on climate change and what have you. So that is not something we want to discuss now. According to the released Turkish activist Ersin Çelik on board the Global Sumud Flotilla, this is direct speech now, they dragged little Greta Thunberg by her hair before our eyes, beat her and forced her to kiss the Israeli flag. They did everything imaginable to her as a warning to others. You call these human beings. So in the words of Gideon Levy, we call all these settlers and harami subhumans, remember. They worse than swines and pigs. They worse than monkeys and dogs and donkeys, remember. All these words Allah uses for the Jews in the noble Quran. We must be clear on this. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. Chapter 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, verse 5. Surah 7, Surah Araf, verse number 176. Second one, see Arab countries, Muslim countries, most of them led by murtads, munafiqeen, and haramis. Will they allow something like this? 2 million protest in solidarity with Gaza. A massive general strike called by trade unions in support of Gaza is underway across Italy, railways, ports, locals of public transport, schools and public services are all participating for the second day of the strike. Around 2 million people have taken to the street across the country to protest in solidarity with Gaza. Whether you like Hamas or not, you don't like them, you can fly a kite. Me, I speak on behalf of Hamas because we love Hamas. They're keeping the flag of Islam. And I met Hamas. We don't have to hide anything. For what must we be scared? The Jews can go to hell for what I care. So you must remember these things here. Okay? So now, whether you agree or don't agree is your business. I'm telling you something. 2 years now have passed, right? October 7, 2023. Today is October 5. So 2 years, you can just say plus minus. Islamically is more than 2 years, right? So what have Hamas done? Hamas have changed the whole landscape worldwide, globally. Muslims who are true Muslims, I'm not speaking of hypocrites and murtads. Muslims who are true Muslims, and the non-Muslims, 80-90% are supporting Palestine. They have turned their back on Israel and Zionism, because it's the first time in human history a genocide is live streamed. You must remember these things here. To show what they did, Gideon Levy says, and Netanyahu, you murdered and killed 20,000 children and more. Isn't that enough for you? So imagine, and yet people like the DA, and they are apologetic supporters and mufatias and so forth, will keep quiet and so forth. So go to America, go to Shabana Mahmood, not a sellout. She doesn't know how Sunak got the kick up his backside, you must remember, and that Suvala and them, they were Hindus, and they were playing the card of the Zionists. How Allah humiliated, disgraced them. Listen to the Shabana Mahmood. I don't know who the hell she is. But I'm telling you, Shabana, you want to say that the police must curb and be more strict with all these protests and so forth, meaning Palestinian protests. Allah is going to disgrace you and humiliate you. Don't bootleg the Zionists and Americans and that. If you're a Muslim, I'm addressing you as a sister. And if you're a non-Muslim, then you will pay the price. You must remember that. Any person who licks up and backs up the Jabatil, the falsehood, sooner or later you will pay a heavy, heavy price. I can tell you this from experience. With Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, only His mercy, His grace, and His benevolence, any person I took on who supported Shia Azam, the way Allah disgraced them here in this world, and they'll be further disgraced in the Quran, in the year after. Quran says that. Chapter 9, verse 79, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ those who mock and belittle and ridicule the Sahaba, وَسَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Allah will mock you, Allah will decimate you, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ and for them is a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. All you guys supporting Iran and this and that, don't be foolish. You must remember, Iran is part of the problem and not part of the solution. Just like the Najdis, Wahhabis and the Saudi regime. Now we answer the question. Question is this, the Saudi Kafir Najdi regime said, if you come from Africa, Europe, or America, Australia, New Zealand, so you come with ihram and you go perform your umrah downstairs, it's fine. But now you want to make nafil tawaf, voluntary tawaf, go around the Baytullah. The women can go downstairs and the men all must go upstairs. So I want to ask you these three questions. Number one, you the Saudi ulama, Wahhabi, Najdi ulama, and then what answer will you give to this Quranic verse? Number one, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ that whosoever just makes intention, just intention irada, بِإِلْحَادٍ of deviation, بِظُلْمٍ of oppression, transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ we will punish that person with a painful punishment. See MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, he can't go to America. Why he didn't go to the United Nations General Assembly, the Washington Post, the New York Times and all, it will finish him up. You must remember that. Why he can't go to Britain? The tabloids there will tear him apart. So he sits quietly there with all the millions, billions and trillions he have. So this is punishment already. Say Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi, Ya Bani. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them and said, you understood that you the people that who are many of them, you are in charge of the Baytullah. La tamna'u ahadan tawafa bihadhal bayt. So whoever is in charge, you are not allowed to prevent any person to perform tawaf of the Baytullah. I criticize me, so you tell me I can't come. Is your father's haram this? Allah Ta'ala, it don't belong to MBS, it don't belong to Salman, it don't belong to Abdul Aziz, their grandfather, remember that. Allah says, وَلْيَتَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ this Baytullah is free, ma'atuq, no government, no people can claim it belongs to them. It belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. I advocate, and I passed the fatwa 100 times already, that you wear your ihram, you can wear your jockey also, you the man, because you're not in umrah, you're not really in ihram, so you just wear whatever you want, and you go there and perform the tawaf. Why? There's no sin, no deception. La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyati al-khaliq, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's King of Saudi Arabia or MBS or whoever, when they are telling you things that are against the Creator and so forth. So that is, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, whatever the hadith is the starting, but anyway the meaning is that La tamna'u ahadan tawafa bihadhal bayt. You see that? So that is what we should remember, and that is what we say, that you must go and don't feel guilty. When they come, MBS come, or his royal family come, or do come, they go upstairs. None of them go upstairs. So that is already a sign of nifaq and munafiqeen, double standards and hypocrisy. So that is what we must learn. Yes, we make dua for King Faisal al-Shaheed, and then I saw him in 74 when he came. You must remember he came to perform tawaf. They didn't clear the haram, and they had few army and all that, but people were still allowed to make tawaf on the outer circle. And you must remember that he passed away Shaheed in March 1975. So rulers like that will make dua. President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah, he stood up for the Sunnis and destroyed the Shias in Iraq, alhamdulillah. So we have a wonderful program on Iraq today. Between 6 and 7, you can listen to that and all the places you should visit, those of you out there in Iraq now. And then you must remember for Hafiz Dr. Muhammad Mursi of Egypt. So for these, the rahimahullah, we make dua for them. These other tanpot dictators, Allah give them hidayat.
Is it permissible to attend a khatam in the name of the bride before the nikah?
See, today, I just told you that, and when our brother Lucky, he put that advert of that, you know, Allah just put things in our head, you understood? So today, the Muslim, they took Islam as what? You understand? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please the people also, and we want to please Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer also, and we want to please Allah also. Shaitan, Satan will get very happy. Allah Jalla Wala is never pleased with this. Allah wants 100% we must enter into the fold of Islam. No pick and choose that you got your cherry, you're driving a cherry, and you're enjoying strawberry cherry and all these things. Yeah? So that is not Islam. You're fooling yourself. You're living in a delusional world. Almighty Allah commands us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Oh, you who believe, enter into Islam in its totality, in its entirety. There's no pick and choose. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Satan, Lucifer, is your open, manifest enemy. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 208. You see that? Now let's come. Lucky, you don't understand these things. Yeah? Now let me tell you, I'm the father. Example I'm giving. I got one daughter, two daughters. Now she's getting married this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All of you who your daughters, son, grandchildren, whoever is getting married, send us the nikah announcements. And inshallah, to practice on the hadith in Tirmidhi, adinun nikah, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform it in a masjid. Yesterday I performed nikah here in Jami Masjid. So mashallah, Allah ta'ala keep the groom and the bride happy. Hafiz Uzair, handsome guy, you know. He didn't write there, Hafiz. I asked him, Mere khalsi ab Hafiz ho? All India parties, you know. Said, Ji, main Hafiz ho. I told the brother, kyun aapne Hafiz nahi likha? Abhi darsh kar dijiye. Write there Hafiz Uzair. And his wife's name, Aruba. So I told the girl's father, Aruba, you know what's the meaning? He just looked at me. Aruba means a homely type lady, and she does a lot of work at home. I say, aapki larki wo hai, who fulfill the duty with beauty in the house. People say, Allahu Akbar. You see, we must learn the beauty of the Arabic language and so forth. So now, my daughter is getting married this Friday, Saturday, Sunday to come. Now what? When I just example, obviously. So one night, Mehndi night. Now they'll come, everybody put henna, Mehndi. Then one night will be that the Qawwali night, the music, and the belly dancing will go on and so forth. You see that? And one night will be that Panario Kape, you see that? What they gave, what the groom's party gave. Pachak Nari Tagano, you see that? So what kind of dresses they gave, which kind of jewelry they gave, how much cash they gave, all that. All riya and wasum'a. So the music and the dancing, belly dancing, all haram. And the second one, all the showing everybody the prizes, the gifts and all that they gave, you see that. So all that is riya and wasum'a and just to show off and so forth. But Thursday night, now we almost become sulman. You see the non-Muslims, they tell you sulman. So this, now we must have Quran khatam. Before that, after that, all haram activities. But Thursday night, yeah, we were left Quran khatam. So millions of people got married from time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today and will continue getting married. Did they have this? They never had that. We got no problem with Quran khatam. You can make Quran khatam for your brother, for your daughter, for your son, for your mayit, for your deceased. That we got no problem. My problem is before that and after that what you do. So what? Why are you doing that? We all got married. We never had all these things here. I was a very young boy. Sundays I like to give stories. I can't remember who got married, my brother or sister or what. But in our house, I may be 8, 10, 12 years old. I was not baligh. So then the ladies, you see, they brought the drums like. Say, Pajak Rasra Taramu. You see that, this memon, you see. Pajak Rasra Taramu. Dum, dum, chav number, calendar, and thus and that. I was becoming Hafiz, I think, that time, when my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. I just looked at that and I walked away. I said, this can never be permissible in Islam. You understood that? And they jiving and this and all these things there. Days of Jahiliyyah. Today they're all straight, mashallah. Allah keep them always Sirat Mustaqim. So when it's in our house happening, we must speak and all these type of things. So people must know in Islam there's no compromise. What do? Lautud hinu for you hinun. These kuffar, they want you must compromise, Ya Rasulullah. Then they will compromise. No compromise. We say, Lakum deen, lakum waliya deen. For you is your religion, for us is our religion. So I'm asking you, all these unda, dandas and upside down things you are doing, your belly dancing and the music and showing off with all the presents and gifts and all that. That and then your mendi, and for what you have to do all these things and call so many people and all these things. Yeah. So we also got married, alhamdulillah, we never did this. What happened when we got married? My father-in-law, Waliullah he was, you know, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Very good person. Mother-in-law also, very pious, you know. So Allah give them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So the nikah, everything performed on, Qasim performed the dua, nikah, you see that. And my brother-in-law, and then he told Mona Harun. So both passed away, now Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus to make the dua. So then, if you know, is Pingo Beach Masjid at the bottom, they got like a basement. So he said, all the men go inside there. So the guys had their three-piece suit and us and that. He said, no table, no chair. Everybody sat on the floor and eat. Vaka, chuka, karina, and they all said, quick, quick, they ate and they went away. This is now 1979 with Allah's help. That time was not so common for people to sit on the floor and eat and that. But I admired him. He showed the people a sunnah, ihya'u sunnah. We revived the sunnah of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see that? So that is what you must do. What you worry about people and that? And speaking about Maqasim and them, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, this week, Wednesday, we'll be leaving for PE, but I'll be very tired, so then no program Wednesday. Thursday night, inshallah, the programs will start. And there in Masjid Ibadur Rahman, after Maghrib to Isha, inshallah, will be the program. And there from Uitenhage. And then Friday, Jummah, also Uitenhage, Masjid Ibadur Rahman. We thank our brother Hafiz Haji Muhammad Shukri, becoming very famous now. We're putting his name on the air, you see that. We thank our brother Yusuf for Saint Jiva and his whole family and all of them. And then at night, afternoon, Friday, after a healthy, hearty lunch, inshallah, then we will go to PE. And there, inshallah, the program will be in Masjid Abu Bakr. So that you ask Hafiz Salim Banju and them the programs and that between Maghrib and Isha. And then Saturday, we will go, inshallah, to meet our Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah. You see that? So in that way there, we got a lot of things to discuss. So that will be our program, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. This week you're coming. Allah Ta'ala make easy and accept it. Allah reward all of you who make all these trips, you understood, possible. Allah Ta'ala give you jazai khair. Jee.
I would like to know, if you have an unoccupied room in your house, does the jinnah occupy this room?
So when you go for holiday and all that, the whole house is empty, so all the jinnahs must be having a good time there. You say the man, the monkeys are away and the mice will play. What they say in English, Maulana, the cat is away and the mice will play. Not the monkeys, the cat. So the whole house will be filled with the darul jinnat, you see. Our Junaid Mota, I call him Jinnat Mota, is here every day, 2 o'clock in the morning. What he does, Allah alone knows. So sometime I have to wake up, you know, make wuzu, all that and that. And then I see him here, you understood? So that we call him Jinnat Mota. So imagine the whole house filled with Jinnat. You see, this is what I tell you guys. When you came from India 120, 140 years ago and that, from Saharanpur and Palanpur and Kolwatpur and Dabelpur and Pur, and that you like the Puris, and I also like Puri. So then they brought all these fairy tales. With that, you call that Kitab the Lal Kitab. You see that, the red book of fairy tales. There's nothing like that in Islam. You must read Surah Baqarah, not leave the recording on. Iqra'u Surah Al-Baqarah, commandment from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, the longest surah in the noble Quran, chapter 2, 286 verses. فَإِنَّ أَخَذَهَا barakah. You read it, it will bring barakah, blessing in your house, in your shop, wherever. وَتَرْكَهَا hasrah. And then, when you don't read it, is an act of afsos and regret and remorse. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةَ. And the evil forces cannot overpower it. It's Kalamullah Ta'ala, direct speech of Allah. In Newcastle, my friends, when they're building a new shop, moving in, so sometimes they tell me what I must read. I say, when you're opening? So he say, this. I say, okay. The night before your opening, come pick me up, I'll read the whole Surah Baqarah. So half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, we read, Alhamdulillah. So I don't want, you must come by me and tell me and all that. You get your own Molvi and all that, you see that? So just now we have a long list, come read here. No, I don't have time for all that now. I'm just giving you that is very good when you are moving into a new house, a new shop, new premises. So go read the entire Surah Baqarah and Allah Jalla Wala protect you from all the evil and devilish forces.
Inshallah, we will now take a break and continue with the third segment after the break.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.